This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the need to develop villages as a first step towards building a Viksit Bharat. He said this through the program of Bavli Yali Dham related to the Bharwad Samaj of Gujarat through video message. Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from the Red Fort about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength.
ભારત ને વિકસિત ભારત બનાવવાનું એનો પ્રથમ પડાવ મારી દ્રષ્ટિએ આપણા ગામડાઓને વિકસિત કરવા જોઈએ. આજે પ્રકૃતિ અને પશુધનની સેવા એ તો આપણો સહજ ધર્મ છે.
Mr. Modi emphasized on the importance of education for empowering the community through modernity as a way forward. The Prime Minister urged the community's children, especially daughters, to excel academically and contribute to a stronger society. BJP has issued a whip to its Lok Sabha members, directing them to be present in the lower house today. Sources said the whip has been issued as the house is scheduled to apply guillotine over demand for grants of different ministries in respect of the union budget. The Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority, PFRDA, has notified regulations for operationalization of the Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. This follows the UPS notification in January this year by the Government of India for the central government employees covered under NPS. The regulations will come into effect from the 1st of next month. These regulations enable enrollment of three categories of central government employees. The first category includes an existing central government employee in service as of 1st of April 2025. Assam government has decided that all shops and business establishments will be allowed to remain open 24 hours in Guwahati, Dibrugarh and Silchar. Addressing a press conference, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said, State Cabinet has approved a policy allowing shops and business establishments except liquor outlets to operate 24 hours a day in the capital city and the two important towns of the state. He said in other towns, all shops will be allowed to remain open till 2 a.m. while the limit will be 11 p.m. in rural areas. However, the workers will work for a maximum of 9 hours, so there has to be 3 shifts if anyone wants to operate 24 hours. In London, the Heathrow Airport is closed for 24 hours after a huge fire outbreak at a power substation. The power outage also led to a significant power outage and has left over 16,000 homes without electricity. In a social media post this morning, the airport authority advised the passengers not to travel and contact the respective airlines for further details. In Indonesia, the Mount Leo Tobi Laki-Laki volcano erupted 3 times today, sending an ash column 8,200 meters into the sky. Authorities have expanded the danger zone around the volcano. Information on evacuations was not immediately available. The volcano on the remote island of Flores in East Nusa Tenggara province has had hundreds of earthquakes and visible volcanic activity has significantly increased in the last 7 days. The Indian stock market recovered after opening in red today. Sensex added 506 points to 76,854, while Nifty jumped 154 points to 23,344 when reports came in. Despite the weak start, the market breadth was mixed with 31 Nifty-listed companies advancing and 19 declining. Top gainers in early trade include Bajaj Finance, Nestle India, Shriram Finance, ONGC and Maruti Suzuki. In contrast, the IT sector led the decline with Infosys, HCL Technologies, TCS, Wipro and Tech Mahindra among the major losers. On a positive note, Indian markets have witnessed robust foreign portfolio investor FPI inflows in 2 of the last 3 trading sessions. Indian markets could potentially resume the upward trajectory and touch new record highs. India will host the 11th Asian Swimming Championship at the Naranpura Sports Complex in Ahmedabad. The Swimming Federation of India announced that it has received in-principle approval from both the Gujarat government and Asia Aquatics to organize the championship. In squash, India's Akanksha Salunkhe will lock horns with compatriot Anahat Singh in an all-Indian women's final at the SRFI Indian Tour 2025 in Chennai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.